This is The Road Trip.
Driven by Honda on Regent.ca.
On 680 CJOB.
Kelly Taylor reporting for The Road Trip, coming to you from the Road Trip Bluetooth studio, which today is a 2014 Hyundai Accent. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about engines, and I have seen the future of diesel engines. And the future is gasoline. In diesel engines, the fuel ignites itself under the pressure of the upward stroke of the piston. It's very helpful if it happens in a diesel engine, not so much if it happens in a gasoline engine. But down in Wisconsin, at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, researchers have developed a pair of engines that run on gasoline but operate like diesel engines. And joining us to talk about it is Professor Rolf Reitz, Director of the Engine Research Center at the University. Professor, welcome to The Road Trip.
Good morning, Kelly.
So first, Professor, why are diesels more efficient?
Well, part of the reason is they have a higher compression ratio, which basically is allows you to extract more work from the piston.
Okay, and there's a downside to diesel as a fuel. What is it?
Right, so even though they're more efficient, the combustion process is not as well controlled as in a spark ignition engine, with the result that one generates nitric oxide and smoke or particulates. So cleaning up those emissions is a big challenge for the industry.
Okay, so let's talk about the first engine, which is the gasoline compression ignition engine, and that's the one that you're actually developing with Delphi and Hyundai. How does it work? Because we've always been told that having the diesel effect happen in a gasoline engine is harmful.
That is correct, yes. So let's start with what happens in a gasoline engine. As you know, you have a spark which ignites the fuel, and this generates a flame which propagates away from the spark plug. And as it propagates, it actually compresses the gases ahead of it, and at some point those gases can ignite before the flame reaches that location, causing diesel-type combustion or knock. And this can be very damaging. So now they do a lot of control with the computer in modern spark ignition engines to avoid this. Now, the diesel compression or the gasoline compression ignition process basically exploits this, but it generates the auto-ignition or this knocking type of combustion in a much more controlled fashion. And one feature is that one runs with less fuel, and as a result, the combustion process isn't as intense as it would be in a spark ignition, a normal spark ignition engine.
Now, when this comes about, what kind of fuel efficiency gains do you think we could see?
Yes, so the current, you know, spark ignition engine has an efficiency around 25%. With a diesel engine, the efficiencies are closer to 40%. By using compression ignition gasoline, one can approach this 40% of the diesel engine, making it very attractive. However, it does require, you know, detailed attention to the control of the combustion process, as I just mentioned.
So if you can approach the efficiency of a diesel engine at 40%, then the gains in fuel economy should be similar, right?
Absolutely. It goes proportional to the percent improvement, yeah.
It was the gasoline compression ignition engine that caught my eye, but you've actually got something even more exciting that you're working on called the reactivity controlled compression ignition engine. How does this one work?
Right. So we realized that, you know, having control over the reactivity of the fuel was going to be beneficial in the combustion process. And it occurred to us, well, let's blend diesel and gasoline engines and create an engine that has much more control. So our idea here is to use gasoline as the low reactivity fuel, and then diesel basically like a spark plug. So when you inject the diesel fuel, which is very reactive, and you compress it, it will ignite first, and that gives you some control over when the combustion takes place. And then the remainder of the combustion process is controlled by the gasoline that you introduced earlier. And that allows you to avoid having everything go off at the same time, creating that type of knocking combustion that I said would damage the engine. So we're seeing another about 10 to 15% higher than the diesel engine. And in fact, we have an engine in our lab that has exhibited close to 60% thermal efficiency. This is a very exciting prospect, because that is actually very close to the theoretical efficiency that you can obtain.
Now, when we talk about both engines, what kind of advantages will the consumer see when they appear in cars?
Well, the first thing that we note is that, that if you look at the trend in diesel engines today, the one factor that is pretty clear to the consumer is the increased cost. Part of this has to do with the control of the emissions, that nitric oxide and smoke that I mentioned earlier, using technologies that require additional fluids, such as the diesel exhaust fluid for controlling the nitric oxides, and then diesel particulate filters, which require regeneration with additional fuel. And the expense of these equipment can add a significant amount to the cost of a vehicle. So if you have a technology that doesn't require as much after treatment, that saves a significant amount.
Basically, an engine with fuel efficiency that meets or beats a diesel, but without much of the added cost of a diesel engine, that could be pretty exciting in a few years.
Absolutely. We have already implemented this concept in a vehicle here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we actually displayed the vehicle at the latest Society of Automotive Engineers Congress in Detroit. There was a lot of interest in the vehicle. This particular vehicle is a hybrid, a series hybrid vehicle, so it had the RCCI combustion engine that was used to generate the electricity to charge the batteries, and then, of course, the vehicle is driven from the batteries. And we think, well, we have actually demonstrated with that vehicle fuel efficiency is in excess of 50 miles per gallon. This is really getting us close to the target that has been announced by the Obama administration of 54.5 miles per gallon by the year 2025.
Okay, very exciting news in the world of engines. Professor Rolf Reitz from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, thanks for being on the road trip.
Oh, thank you very much for your time, Kelly.